Italians head to the polls for elections this Sunday, and one of the candidates is, yes, Silvio Berlusconi, the former prime minister who was forced to resign because of a sex scandal. Now, Italy is mired in a deep recession, unemployment is at record levels, and Berlusconi is promising to cut taxes and roll back austerity measures implemented by the current government. Will it work? Well, the BBC's Alan Johnston reports.
A raucous show builds to a climax on a stage in Rome. Earlier in this rehearsal, a young man had appeared alone, and as he danced to the beat, he stripped off his shirt. He was down to just skin-tight pants, and soon they came off too. And then he was mobbed by screeching women who rushed the stage. But in some ways, the real drama was the stripper's own story. Just months ago, 24-year-old Simone Lagrasta was about to lose his job as a carpenter and face unemployment again. But he took a chance and auditioned for a part in this show, an Italian musical version of The Full Monty, the tale of unemployed British factory workers who invent careers for themselves as male strippers. And now Simone is living the Full Monty dream for real. Like the heroes of the fictional story, a role as a stripper has saved him from the misery of unemployment. And as the rehearsals continued around us, Simone told me what it meant when he heard he'd got the part.
I flung away the phone and started jumping. I called my mum. Now I'm here and it's wonderful. It's a dream. And if it's a dream, I hope I don't wake up. I'm scared of going back to being unemployed. I don't want to go back to the fear of not knowing if I'm going to work or not.
Simone knows he has been extraordinarily lucky. The fear he talked of haunts his generation of Italians. Unemployment among young people here has risen now to 36%. Italy is deep in recession. It isn't growing and creating jobs. There are just too few opportunities for its youngest generation. And it is striking how many of the very best feel that they have no choice but to leave. 27-year-old Gianluca Elsani, who has a degree in Chinese and English and a master's in marketing and event planning, explained the pressures that even the most qualified young people here feel as they conduct endless, fruitless searches for work.
It's really difficult. Personally, because you don't feel good with yourself if you're not working, if you studied, but all the doors are closed.
And we're in the middle of an election, and every politician you see makes the point that young people have to be put back to work somehow. Does any of that campaigning give you hope?
No, not at all. Because, of course, it's too easy to say, we will give work to young people, everyone is telling that. They're always the same people and the same way to do things, so I don't think something will change very soon.
Back at the Full Monty rehearsal, Simone, the carpenter turned actor, hopes that the musical, with its tale of an escape from unemployment through determination and ingenuity, just might serve as an inspiration for some. But he knows as well as anyone how hard it can be to get a break in a land that too often feels like a country for old men.
Io ritengo di essermi trovato al posto giusto nel momento giusto.
I was at the right place at the right time. The message for other young people is to keep believing. They've taken a lot from us, but they can't take away our dreams. I was no one, and now I'm here.
In the end, though, the Full Monty is show business. And for many young people in Italy's real-life job market, happy endings are harder to find.
That report from the BBC's Alan Johnston in Rome. When we come back, we're going to have an honest discussion about rape. And it may not be for everyone, but as states try to define rape, you have to talk about what it is. That's in 30 seconds, here and now.